Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
I was in a situation, you know what I'm saying?
where, you know what I'm saying, this old, and I'm going to call it out, this bitch-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I went over there. I had to go to my sister's house to protect my sister because this bitch-ass nigga got some shit going, and he ain't man enough to say he got the shit going. You know what I'm saying? You text messaging niggas talking about come fight you at your house, nigga. I come over there, and I got your back, and you scared to bring your bitch ass outside? Nigga, come on. You's a hoe. You's a punk. You's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That shit pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? Much love to my sister. You know what I'm saying? My sister, a motherfucking soldier. My nephews held it down till I got there. And that shit is fucking wrong, nigga, when a motherfucking 15-year-old got to hold it down and you a grown-ass motherfucking man. You know what I'm saying? You depending on your woman's son and her brother to hold you down, and your punk ass can't even be man enough to, you know what I'm saying, open your mouth and say nothing, nigga. You want to act like a bitch? Man, I'm so fucking tired of niggas, man. I don't know what the fuck to do. Real talk.
Hey, man. I mean, hey, ain't shit I can say. I can't back dude up. You know, I'm always trying to find the positive side of it, but.
No, I'm going to tell you, man. This, and I'm going to tell you real talk. This is what went down, dog. I'm going to tell you what went down. What went down is my sister called me. I'm sitting here, man. I'm at grandma's house. I'm at grandma's house with family. You know, I'm with the family. We bullshitting, you know what I'm saying, kicking it, doing what we do. And my sister called me crying. Man, these dudes out here, you know, they talking reckless. You know what I'm saying? She like, my nephew keep trying to get out the house because he's trying to protect her. But there ain't even no shit that got to do with her. It's him. It's this bitch-ass dude. We pull up, you know what I'm saying? We pull up, you know what I'm saying? She telling me it's a house, you know, it's a car load of motherfucking dudes. So, yeah, I grab my people and we go over there. I pull out, man. I damn near pulled my transmission out trying to jump out this motherfucking car. Dude come tell me, I ain't got no beef with your family. I got beef with this man. This the man, man, the dude showing me text messages, showing me that, okay, man, your motherfucking sister's boyfriend keep texting me talking about, nigga, come over here, be a real nigga, fight me heads up and all that. So I'm like, okay, all right, it's four of y'all, it's four of us. You and him bang it out. You know, this motherfucker said, man, I ain't going to fight because the motherfucking dude got a camcorder. What? You ain't going to fight because dude got a camcorder? I'm like, man, this motherfucker calling you bitches and hoes in front of your woman, and you telling me you ain't going to fight because dude got a camcorder out? You know what I'm saying? And For all practical purposes, I shouldn't even been over there. I shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying? But that's my sister, so I'm going to be there for my sister. This nigga wouldn't fight because a motherfucker had a camcorder out, dog.
Well, hopefully your sister kick him to the curb.
She put his bitch ass out, like I told her. Either if you call me again, I ain't coming, or, you know what I'm saying, she put his bitch ass out.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do. Because he ain't protecting.
Man, I'm so motherfucking, dude. I mean, I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even on no fun shit tonight, but I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. So, since if y'all with me tonight, man, y'all got some topics that's really funny or something y'all want to holler about, something y'all want to kick it with, please do, because, I mean, Normally, I'm not like this. Normally, I'm pretty good. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Tonight just so much bullshit, man. Fuck it, man. Dude, fuck it.
Man, go have a drink or something, man. Take a shot or something, man. You know what I mean?
I need one, bro.
All right, let me ask you something. All right, it is Wednesday night. You know, we kind of keep it, we try to keep it a little sexual on Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can get serious every once in a while. But anyway, all right, now, you know, I got technical difficulties tonight. I'm waiting on Janine to call before I bust this one out, because this one's for her. Janine on the line yet, man?
I see the number, but.
Janine, push one, because this one's for you. Because, I mean, you know, she got all experience in this particular subject. But anyway, all right, I'm going to ask you, man. All right, you've been in a threesome, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you ever been in a threesome with your main girl?
Man, well, you got kind of personal.
I'm talking about any time in your life, man. Have you and your woman had a threesome with another female outside of the relationship? Yes,
well, I've been with somebody in that meant a lot to me, and we had one.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. How would you feel if your girl left you for the other chick? How would you feel?
Oh, man, yeah, I guess I would feel kind of fucked up. I would feel kind of fucked up behind that.
Would you take it as like a shot to your manhood, or would you blame yourself because maybe you was the one that went to her?
No, I'm gonna blame myself.
Hey, let's have a threesome.
I feel that's what she really was anyway.
But you can't blame yourself because it was your idea to bring this other woman into the bedroom anyway. Y'all was doing good. You wanted a threesome. She was like, all right, I'm going to give you a threesome one time only. And fucked around and liked it real, real good and left your ass for this other girl. Would you not blame yourself? It was your idea.
No. Well, shit, I guess. I wouldn't blame myself.
You wouldn't blame yourself?
No.
I think I would have to blame myself, man. Because I brought this other woman into the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? She may have been thinking about it, but she never mentioned it. I'm like, you know, fuck it. Let's try it out and see what happens. You know, we might like the shit. And then she leave me for the other girl? Man, my manhood would be crushed. You know, I mean, how could this woman make you feel better than me? I'm a dude. This is a woman. How can this woman satisfy you better than I can? That's what I would be thinking in my head. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you got to figure it out. Well, my personal opinion is, if she did that, then, I mean, if she left you for another girl, she probably had those tendencies all ready to begin with. So,
yeah, man.
You really can't.
It's a shot to the ego, man. I would never want to be in a relationship again, man. Huh?
You think? Well, hold on. You say you wanted her on the line. Now you got her. Janine.
Yeah.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. What's your take on it?
And then that means she probably was like that in the first place.
Exactly.
I mean, it happens. I mean, it happens all the time, but.
But can you blame
yourself?
Do you blame yourself for bringing that other person into the bedroom in the first place? Okay, now
you're talking about basically saying if my guy leaves for that woman.
Exactly. But it was your idea to bring that woman in the bedroom, not his. He was just cool with the one-on-one, but you wanted the threesome, so you brought the woman home, and then he ended up leaving her.
If she was that good, where she can steal my man from me, then more power to her. I give her props.
Okay, but do you blame yourself?
No.
You don't blame yourself, even though you brought this woman in the bedroom. You don't tell yourself, Well, if I would have never brought in, he would still be here.
No, because it could have happened anyway. He might have been
exactly.
here anyway. If that's the case, without doing the threesome.
I don't know, man. I'd have to blame myself, man. Oh, Lord.
I don't think I blame myself, because the simple fact is, I mean, if I said it and she did it, that means, you know what I'm saying, she was interested in doing it anyway. So why would I blame myself? I mean, she was going to do it one day regardless anyway.
Okay, then let me ask both of y'all a question. Now, it's okay, Cass, I'm going to say it in from a man's point of view. Then, Gene, I'm going to flip it to a woman's point of view. Okay.
We with our woman, right? Now, don't you think we as men, we would pick up those tendencies if she got them to be with another woman? Just by being around her, we should be able to pick those tendencies up, right?
Yeah,
you agree with that?
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to like it. And we got to thought, look here, man, I'm going to tell you. If I got an inkling that my woman like other women and she like men, that's a plus for me.
That's a what?
I mean,
that's
I know. That's a plus. I mean, she like me and women. I mean, okay. That's potential threesome all day long.
Okay, now my point is, if she leave you for another woman, don't you blame yourself, because you knew she was leaning that way from the beginning, and you just kind of pushed over the edge by bringing that other woman into the bedroom.
Hey, man, I gambled.
You can't see it from that point of view?
I know. I'm not looking at it from that point of view. I gambled. Fuck it. I gambled. I lost. Fuck it. But, yeah, I mean, if she coming with those tendencies, yes, I'm gonna push towards the threesome.
Okay. Now, Gene, I'm gonna flip it. Your guy leave you for another guy that you brought to the bedroom.
What?
What?
Shit
happened. No, that don't sound right.
I'm saying though, shit happened.
No. You
got.
Wait a minute, hold on, brother. Hold on now. I understand what you're trying to say, but look here, man. I'm gonna tell you right now, that just don't work. Everything can't go vice versa. That one right there, no. And if you think I'm lying, wait a minute, hold on. If you think I'm lying, I'm finna click buddy in. Mother?
Hell no. Hell no.
Okay, now, hold on.
Now I'm finna click candy in.
Candy?
Oh, wow.
Hell no. Y'all talking like there ain't no gay dudes out there.
Ain't no.
I mean, I understand that, man.
Like I ain't saying
Abby,
it's
man.
Not.
It's Sin City, man. We gotta tell a story from both sides of the coin, man.
I feel you, brother. And this one, you comparing apples and oranges, man. I'm sorry,
no,
brother.
I'm not, man. All I'm doing is I'm taking the topic and I'm flipping it.
I understand that, but
it may be
a everything you can't flip,
right
man.
Now. What about,
you can't
what about
flip
the gay people that listen to the show?
All right, well,
everybody,
go for it.
How would that make you feel?
I would never have a threesome with two men, especially if they talking about touching each other. Mm-mm.
No, they may not go in like that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, during the action, this shit might just happen. You've never had a threesome with two guys ever.
No.
Always another lady and a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, has anybody ever had a threesome with two guys?
I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was one of the guys like your main guy?
No.
Okay. Well, shit. It only works if it's the main guy.
And usually a woman ain't going to have a threesome with
him. He wasn't my main guy. He was just somebody that I was messing with, and then I wanted to try his brother out. So.
He yeah. So
know.
it's never. I've never heard of a woman allowing her dude to bring his homie in to hit. I don't even think a man want to do nothing like that with his woman.
Well, most men don't. Mm-mm. Most men ain't gonna do that shit. They'll bring another woman in, but they're not gonna bring another dude in.
No.
But women always say, "Well, you brought her in. How come I can't bring another guy in?" And I'm 100% sure we talked about this before.
They don't mean it. They don't mean it. They just trying to push your buttons. They ain't really. They don't mean it.
I'm so glad a woman said that. I am so glad a woman said that tonight. Thank you. Mother, thank you. Just because they say it, dog, trust me, they don't mean it.
Mm-mm.
I say it to the fact where I'm talking about we're swinging for me to have another guy, but not with my man.
Right.
But maybe,
okay,
like, we meet it, like, maybe we meet it, like, maybe we meet another couple and
right,
he get with...
Right.
You know, that man's wife, you know, I'll suggest things like that when I say, why can't I get with another man? But
I mean, not all, you know, not all men, like, if you have a threesome with two men, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're touching each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just the possibility of them touching.
Exactly. Exactly.
That turns me off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just
I mean, ain't no reason for me and you to cross swords.
None.
None.
If you got dancing and preaching going on, you touching anyway.
Well, there's no reason.
Hold on, y'all. Stop for a second. What'd you say, Bubba?
If you got double penetration going, dog, you touch it anyway.
Well, first of all, I mean, I understand what you're saying, bro. I understand
I'm
that double penetration.
I'm not saying in a gay way, but you're still touching.
I understand that, but that's like that porno movie shit, real shit, you know, just like I do. If me and you ran a train on somebody, me and you ain't double penetrating. Now,
no.
I'll probably have my nigga in the mouth when you have your nigga over there. But, nigga, me and you ain't finna double penetrate like that. I'm sorry.
That's just too much. That's a show. That's fantasy land. I wouldn't even want that. You can put a dildo in one of them while you getting it, but don't you put no other dick in there, no real live dick. And both of y'all, I be thinking y'all liking that. You ramming my shit too hard. What you ramming my shit too hard for? Because you want to feel his dick? No, thank you.
Now, butter. Like
yeah.
I said yesterday. Normally, me and you don't agree on a lot of things, but now I gotta agree with you on that because my thing is this. Now, I have done the motherfucking, you know, doggy style where you know you put the little thumb in the booty, and I feel my dick moving up in there. So now, that's not feeling good on my part because I mean I'm feeling you moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm laying there seeing you like in a daze, just like ooh yeah, and then this nigga doing too, and I'm like ugh. I wonder if I move, will you still be ramming? If I get up, will you know I done got up? That's what I be thinking, like, ugh. No, thank you.
So none of y'all ladies ever had double penetration?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
And none of y'all would be willing to try that?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why you trying to tell me y'all
that's not right, dog.
Hey, I mean, you know, I always thought, you know, Ain't nothing sacred in the bedroom.
I mean, yes, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, dog, at the same time, you gotta realize I have my moments where I want to get a little freaky, and I might, you know, I might pop that thumb in there just to see the reaction. But at the same time, where I pop my thumb in there, I could feel, feel my dick moving.
Right.
So just imagine, dog, it's only a thin layer of skin that's stopping my dick from touching yours. But I can feel you moving. Oh, no, I cannot do that.
Right.
Oh, no, that's nasty. That's horrible. That's a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My penis rubbing against your penis, no.
If your shit don't get go down after that, then I will be really upset. I'll be ugh.
So I mean, my thing is this: I'm, dude. No, I don't even like you. I don't like no man to even sit in my bed. A man can't even come in my bedroom and sit in my bed. Man, what the fuck you doing? Get off my bed. You ain't got no reason to be sitting on my bed. Let alone me and you rubbing. Me and you rubbing dicks. No, 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 no.
All right.
That ain't right.
All right, all right, all right. Let's get back on topic, man. Let me all down when you jump to the situation. We're going to move on. But ain't nobody still told me how they feel if their man left them for that woman that they brought in. You brought that woman in there. I mean,
the thing about it is, if a woman can take a man away from another woman, then he wasn't yours to begin with.
Exactly.
But are you mad? Are you mad?
Hell no, I wouldn't be mad because he wasn't mine to begin with.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
You know?
I don't believe that. If you brought your
Why would I be mad? I can just move around to the next motherfucker.
You still going to be mad.
I'm not going to be heartbroken. No, I'm not. Uh-uh, because what you didn't do, the next man will.
I don't even believe that. I'm sorry.
I
don't believe it. Any woman going to be mad if a man left
her
for
somebody about me.
Hold on. Before we even get started. Now, if we ask somebody about you, Candy, what they going to say?
I'm heartless is what they'll tell you.
Yeah, they don't think you that
hard. When it comes to a man, I am very heartless. I done dealt with too much, and I'd be damned
Candy,
if I'm too good for that.
You say you
I'm
are.
Too good for that.
Candy, I don't think you're heartless as you say you are, though.
Well, then you need to get Sweetness on the phone, and she'll tell you exactly how it is because she knows. She's the only one that can actually tell you that is around me. I mean, Butter's been around me, but me and Butter hadn't seen each other or been around each other in over 15 years. So the person that has been around me and knows me is Sweetness.
And you're not going to be mad. Oh, well, no. That's your attitude. Just, well, he left me. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't believe that. Hey, no one, can't no woman own
because
me.
You be on your feelings, don't mean everybody
me you're not going to be mad. Can't no dude say it neither. Motherfucker gonna be mad. If your woman leave you, you gonna be pissed off. If your man leave you, you gonna be pissed off, especially for another motherfucker that you introduced him to. You can't tell me that shit ain't gonna bother you. Now, somebody tell me that's not gonna bother you. You introduce your man to this broad. And he end up leaving with her, and that shit ain't gonna bother you.
You shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Then you not. That's something you shouldn't be doing if you're gonna be worried about stuff like that.
Well, all I'm saying is, if the situation arose,
then you know that comes with the territory. Then you already should know that those things happen.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying I just want to know what's your reaction after it happens. Are you mad? Are you pissed off? Do you want to get this motherfucker back? What? You can't tell me they're going to bother you because I don't believe that.
I mean, I can't say because many have tried, but it ain't happened. So I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Okay.
Because it ain't never
happened. Out of all your relationships,
and they have tried. I've had a girl get pregnant by my husband. I've had all that happen.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm back.
Who was you mad? This shit pissed you off, right?
I was mad because he lied to me and didn't tell me. I knew they were sleeping together because we was having threesomes, and I had sent him over there a few times. I knew they were sleeping together. I was mad because he was trying to hide from me from the fact that she had got pregnant. Why wouldn't he tell me that? That's crazy. That don't make sense to me.
Okay, but it did bother you. It's the simple fact that he didn't tell you. That's what bothered you.
That's what bothered me, yes.
Wow.
And listening to what you just said, if I may ask, I'm trying to figure out why. I mean, if y'all have a threesome, he had to be a stupid motherfucker just not to tell you. But hold on, we got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
How you doing?
What's up? Sweetness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on, Sweetness?
Not much.
Okay. Now, hold on. I'm going to get to you in one second, Sweetness. But, Janine, I mean, you sent this man over there. You sent this man over there on mission. Right?
Yes.
And, I mean, I got to agree with her, dog. I'm sorry. I got to agree with her. And she's saying her only reason, I mean, she sent him over there. All right? That might have been a mistake, you know what I'm saying, that he might have, you know, got caught up in the moment. But now, at the same time, if it was a mistake and, hey, she called me and said, hey, I'm pregnant. Yeah, I would have been like, baby, she said she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have tried to hide it. I'm sorry. That was just one I wouldn't have tried to hide. You had to be a damn fool to try to hide that one.
It wasn't even the fact that she told me that she was pregnant after the fact that they had already been talking about it. She had came to him first and told him she was pregnant, and he had been giving her money. And I knew her because I had been talking to her. See, women talk to us differently than they would talk to y'all. And see, she was talking to me as a friend, so she was telling me about another dude she was with. She was telling me how she used dudes to get money to pay her rent, stuff like that. So here it is, she could have been lying about
right.
even being pregnant
well,
in the first place.
Right. See,
you
that,
see
that
what
that
I'm saying?
That's my argument right there.
So why wouldn't you come to me as your wife and the person that knows her? And you know what I mean?
Right.
Why wouldn't you come to me first and come tell
right.
me, oh, she done came to me and said she pregnant. It ain't
I
like
don't
I know. Don't know y'all sleeping together. I, you know, we slept together.
I'm sorry,
I sent you. That's why I was upset. And he was giving her money for an abortion. So you taking money out of our household? That's crazy.
Yeah, that was downright stupid.
So when I stepped in.
So.
How was he stupid?
If I'm giving her money to have an abortion, she ain't gonna have a baby. So what's the purpose of me even bringing it up?
Because she may not have
been pregnant. She might not have been pregnant. Did you not just hear that?
Right.
She used men.
Right.
She's known for using men. Did you not just
hear
that?
Y'all not hearing me. What's the purpose of me telling my wife, oh, I may have got this other girl pregnant when we don't know if she's pregnant, and if she is, she's getting an abortion. Why would I need to tell my wife that for?
Then why would you give her the money then?
What's that?
Why would you give her the money then?
Right, you don't even know if she's pregnant. What the fuck are you giving her money
exactly.
for if she ain't pregnant?
Because
yeah, but why would
is,
you tell her anyway?
Because
it can get out. You know women talk.
No, I don't blame dude. I wouldn't have said shit neither. I'm sorry. I wouldn't.
She is retarded.
I wouldn't have said shit.
You is retarded.
The wife don't need to know everything.
Okay, well, she came and told me anyway. Came to my house, okay, because she thought we was friends like that. Came into my home and told me that. So I found out anyway.
She lying.
Who lying?
Only time I had sex was when we have sex together.
That'd have been my story. I'd have stuck with it all the way through.
What you mean? I didn't hear you.
I would have said she lying. The only time we have sex is when all three of us sex together. Other than that,
she said
you're not listening.
He was not listening to nothing.
No, he wasn't listening. I had sent him over there a couple of times without me.
Right.
Because I was at work.
I'm going to say we wasn't having sex.
Oh,
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Retard.
I'm not no fucking retard. Watch your fucking mouth.
Oh, my
goodness. Did you tell him to go over and have sex with him?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Listen to what I'm saying, dog. I ain't calling you no retard, man. I'm not calling you a retard by no means, but dog, this is what I'm saying. She gave him permission to go have sex with her. Now, whatever the case may be, a mistake might have happened. You know what I'm saying? But now, if a mistake did happen like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm finna go to her first and be like, look, this is what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no reason for me to hide it because it's not like she didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That we was having sex. So there's no reason for me to hide it. You know what I'm saying? Why would I hide it? Now, if I was sneaking around.
Huh?
But if I'm sneaking around, you know, without her knowledge, then yeah, okay, then yeah, but if you didn't talk my word,
see,
baby,
that's what I thought was going on. When you say you were sending him over there, I'm thinking you sitting him over there to pick her up to come on back to the crib. That's what I'm thinking.
No, she said she didn't send him over there because, hey, you know what I'm saying? All right. I mean, in other words, you like, fuck it, you going over there, I don't feel like going. So you going to go. Right? Am I right, Zidane?
It was like a couple, a few times I was at work and I couldn't go. So she was calling me or whatever. I told her to call him. He at work. He'll come over there.
You didn't have a problem with that?
No.
But you know what I got to say, Janine? Okay, when you told her to tell him to come on over, he ain't got no problem with it. Was she calling him, telling him that, or was she making him think, why don't you come over here?
She called me first. Then I told her, call him, and she did. And then he called me to verify that I said that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So as long as there was a verification, then he already
knew. Exactly.
So that was stupid.
So that was stupid of him not to tell me. And then when I said to her, because he was about to give her some more money. He had already then gave her like $400, okay?
Oh, Lord.
He was getting ready to give her some more money by the time I found out. So I was like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go with you to the clinic, and we'll pay it ourselves, you know, the rest when we get there. Oh, all of a sudden, she don't need us, and she don't need that money.
Right.
Had he came real in the beginning, that would have not even been a problem.
Right.
Exactly. We could have nipped that in the bud right at the beginning because I'm a woman. I know what women do. I knew her.
Right.
I knew what tricks, you know, they be trying to play. I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? I brought him into this. So I knew he didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you come to me? That's what pissed me off about that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it was.
I would like to know one thing. And I just want you to be very, very honest with me because I'm really not understanding. Janine, how does that not bother you?
I don't know. It just
send your man out there to fuck somebody else. I just can't grasp it. I'm not understanding. I don't know how that doesn't bother you. It would bother the fuck out of me.
You know it, and it would because you're a guy. It's different,
right?
And with me, I don't know. I was raised different, so I think differently, and I just feel like those two things are not connected. I don't feel like sex and love are connected with one another. I feel like I could love somebody, you know, and that's totally different than having sex with somebody. I could have sex with somebody and not love them. So I just see sex as being something to gratify, you know, like gratification. Because I figure it's going to happen anyway. Either he's going to do it with me or he's going to do it without me. And I ain't say all men are just cheaters and things like that. Hell, it does. That happens with women, too.
When you know your man, you know what to do, and then more props to you. You know what type of person you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make that decision to make you and him happy, then that's make you and him happy. That's what it's supposed to be about anyway, right?
Right. I agree with that.
I mean, I don't know about all this lesson. Bread would be now. This is kind of scary.
I know.
Oh, the what?
The bread. No, it's kind of scary, man. Let's keep agreeing about shit tonight. This ain't like me and brother. Now, not me and brother can talk about fuck you, now fuck
right,
you.
Right.
Sean, what's up? I see you didn't call.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
I said, what's up? I see you didn't call with this
nigga. I said, hello. Hey, y'all.
Okay. You know your new name, Biggin.
Mm-hmm.
Your new name, Biggins.
Spell that, because I don't understand.
Biggins.
You say what? Biggins. Biggins.
What that mean?
They had to be in the chat room last night to understand why we call you Biggins now.
Biggins? What the...
Anyway. Baby, it's a compliment. It's a compliment. Don't get offended.
I ain't offended. I know what you're talking about. It's just
you
funny.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you kept saying what? Like what?
Because I couldn't understand what you were saying. That's why I said spell it.
Yeah.
Did you tell me to spell it?
Yeah, you didn't hear her. You didn't hear her.
I didn't do nothing in the chat room. What I do?
Don't worry about it, baby. Don't worry about it. Hold on, man. Y'all done had my man online and ain't said nothing for a minute. Wait, what's up, dog? Wait.
What's good, man? What's good?
I don't know, man. What's happening? I see that. Ain't nobody let you in, man. My fault about that.
Turn the damn light on.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Trying to get your ass up now.
Wait, what's good, dog? I guess you got to set and hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, what's good? What's good, baby?
Hello? Shit.
Damn,
what is this with this?
Hello? Hello? Because I'm here, all this noise in
the background. Okay. Who's this, sweetheart? Get that. Shit, in chill mode right now. I was going to call in earlier, but shit, yep.
You got
that 100-proof
with you?
Nah, I'll stay that for the weekend. I usually don't. Doing work time. I'll be up all night trying to get some.
So in other words, you weren't even on that hard proof last night?
Nah.
And she was on that penguin paddle, right?
Right.
okay. My bad.
If I was on the 100 proof, boy.
We need more than that, huh?
You already know.
We need to set up a chat session for this weekend.
Right. Right. We had some scary people on there. I think it was Father Time and Cass.
Mm-hmm.
didn't want to do nothing, was scared.
Yeah, by the time said he was going to do something today, but.
Ain't do, right. I don't even say I ain't even ask him. I ain't even ask him because I already know. Just talking.
Well, I ain't no punk.
And we'll see.
Right. I remember I said your ex would be down at work.
Father Ty said y'all getting that chat room tonight, he is getting next.
Okay.
Please, nah. Tell him he ain't finna suck on me tonight. Ain't finna suck on me tonight.
Wait, what?
You ain't finna suck on me tonight.
What you mean?
Huh?
What you mean?
So you ain't finna suck on me tonight, get on the chat room, and you ain't gonna do nothing.
Right.
Man, I'm working on a computer right now.
Go ahead, but you ain't finna do nothing.
She just called you out. She just called you out right there.
I like
right.
That reverse psychology you're using.
Hey, you know what? That's what my major is, too. Is it working?
I picked up on it already. I just told you were using it.
Yeah, it ain't doing shit.
Ain't no call. Better recognize.
Well, obviously you something because you scared to show a little something. What's wrong with him?
He nervous.
Right.
We ain't even in the chat room yet. I'm not even in the chat room yet.
I'm in the chat room.
Exactly what I said. I ain't no punk. I keep my word.
I'm in the chat room.
Neither one of y'all ain't going to do nothing. We know Kaz ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
He just sat there and watched the whole time. He ain't even say nothing. He was just sitting there watching, like, in awe.
Hey, Kaz been going through a lot of problems, man. Y'all can't get mad at Kaz. Come on, now. I started full funnel, so don't be trying to act like I don't do it.
And then don't be trying to get out the picture either. What's that got to do with you showing something?
I'm the one that started it. I'm the one that originated.
But that's true. But what that mean? Because you started it, you ain't got to show nothing.
And because you going through some shit. Candy was going through something, and you want to
show a damn thing.
Candy stayed on that to the end last night.
Right.
You said what?
I said I got knocked off. I came back on. Candy was still on there. She stayed on that to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she ain't show nothing.
You didn't either.
And then them other scary
okay,
ones
so
just ran off.
Why y'all keep pointing the finger at me? I wasn't the
only
one on that.
You just made the excuse that you is going through something. And
I said, hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up with you, bro? What's at it?
What's up, dude?
I said, what's up, bro?
Huh?
See what's happening?
I don't know, man. They trying to make me get naked on the camera.
Damn, they want you to expose yourself on camera, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, we still down for the tournament, man?
Yeah, it's all good, bro. Yeah, just let me know when.
All right, bet.
So what y'all on for tonight, bro?
Man, I'm trying to see now. Everybody talking about I'm scared and... Well, Bob Dunn, he's talking about he getting naked tonight, so I hey, I don't know.
Who said he get naked?
Bob Dunn. He said he get naked tonight. He said I'm cutting my hair. He said I'm cutting my wear cam off. I don't want to see them motherfucking them half a dollar. Hey.
Yeah, man, going down the street with that bullshit you talking, bro. Okay, damn, man. It's a little too late to be starting to be trying to be a stripper, bro.
Hey, man, you got to start sooner or later, man.
He's not going to show nothing.
I'll take the number.
He's not going to show nothing. He's just talking.
Right.
So you start, bro.
We gonna see, man. We gonna see.
You start getting on camera now, bro. Fuck it.
Looking on my shit now, man. Gotta get my shit back up. That's too much information, man. I don't know all that, bro.
And then this is what he's gonna do, right? This is what he's gonna do, right? He's gonna be like, I want somebody to show me something.
Right. Like
I want somebody to show me something first. I want somebody to show me something first.
All right, well, hold up. You know what? We're going to go to the song right quick. We're going to go to the song. Hey, Father Time, this Father Time song he going to dedicate to y'all tonight because this is what he planned on doing. So we're going to let y'all give us a second.
Hopefully that song will get him up.
We back. And Father Time said they're jingling, baby. Well, I'm trying to say, he got something for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Action speaks louder than words all day.
Boy, y'all just took psychology classes, huh?
I'm taking one right now.
Right.
Anyway, what's going on, y'all? What's happening?
I can't believe it's so quiet.
I know, huh? What's going on with everybody?
Everybody preoccupied with something.
Right.
I'm not sitting. I'm sitting here, but fucked up.
Oh, that's why you quiet.
Yeah, I had a bad day, so I'm just fucked up.
What you been drinking on?
Nah, I'm not fucked up like that. I just had a bad ass day. That's what I'm saying. I'm fucked up. I just had a bad ass day.
Oh, so you letting us know off top you ain't getting naked tonight?
That's how you want to look at it.
I guess.
Goddamn. Well, you know, I always got the chat room to keep me happy, so hopefully I have fun in that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had a ball last night.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, that I did. I mean, Father Time, hey, for y'all that don't know, y'all had to be, I don't even expose it because in order for you to know what goes on, what happens in the chat room, stay in the chat room. So
you
ain't a part of the chat room, I ain't going to even tell y'all what jumped off. I ain't going to even tell you. But I'll tell you this much. I had a blast.
Yeah.
So did I, man.
So did I.
Yeah. Father Time, he dancing and shit. Oh, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody what happened in church.
Mm-mm.
I ain't going to even tell about Miss Chrissy. I ain't going to tell nobody, though. But she ain't involved in.
She probably getting ready for the night.
Yeah, she'll probably be in the chat room, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how many of y'all know the term cyberbully? What the fuck does that shit mean? Can anybody tell me what that means? What the hell is cyberbullying? People,
you know what a bully is.
Cyberbullying. Well, yeah, I know what a bully is.
Okay, now you know what a cyber means, don't you? Put the two
together.
How can
you bully somebody on a goddamn computer? How
can
you bully somebody on a
computer? You can hurt certain people with words. You can mess up people's lives with words.
On the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Say it in my face.
I mean, they can exploit it out and show everybody different things, you know what I'm saying, and hack into your life and just make your life a living hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what cyberbullying is.
Man, that's just crazy. I read on the internet, people be fucking killing themselves because they being bullied on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be bullied on a computer? It's not even physical. Hey, just delete the shit. Why? Bullying is like physical.
I mean,
to me.
like a high school girl got drunk, took naked pictures, and some other chick that's probably jealous of her went and exploited it all over school and made her reputation bad. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some kids, you know, they don't have good self-esteem. They don't have anybody to back them up, you know, as far as they can't go to their parents with it because they weren't even supposed to be at that party drinking or whatever. So, I mean, you know, you got to know the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know the situation, you know, like the person you bullying. You bully somebody that gets beat up at home every day or gets picked on all the time, you know. I mean, what do you think they're going to do?
You don't know their mental state.
Right. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, but, I mean, you say something bad about me on the computer.
Yeah, but you might not care, but other people do. You know, other people can't. You know, their mental state isn't as strong as yours.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me. Now, I can understand you being mad somebody put naked pictures of you up. I understand that. But, you know, just talking about you, I mean, come on. People talk about people every day. I don't see how that should bother you. You know? Just like
it bothered
saying,
you when I called you retarded, didn't it?
Yeah, but see, that's different.
She got you on that one, dog. She got,
but
that,
she
it's
got
all
different.
The same, though. It's all the same.
That's totally different.
No, it's not. Right,
not now, really.
I want to hear your difference.
You
want to
hear
because
my...
that's some shit that'll never be said to my face. Understand what I'm saying?
The shit that's being said on the computer, it might not be said to their face.
Right. But I'm saying, if you type in some shit in the computer to say something about me, then you should be able to say that shit in my face when I see you again. That's what I'm saying. Now, are these people are you bullying somebody that's 200 miles away from you? No, most bullies bully people that they know.
This is, and that's why it's called cyberbullying. And they know that person.
Right, exactly. That's my whole point. You know that person, right?
You know
so
that
the
person.
Next time
okay,
you
that's
see
still
that
the
person,
same. That's still the same.
How is that still the same? Well, the next time you see them, you could just punch them in their damn face.
What if that person feels like they can't do that?
Well, then you shouldn't let it bother you that people talk about you.
Everybody's not.
It's reality. People get bothered by different things. Mm. Why do people take their lives?
I'll give you that. But I'm saying, if we go to the same school, right? We go to the same school. You post some shit up about me, I'm going to see your ass sooner or later. Yeah, I'm going to approach you about it.
Okay, but what if that other person isn't that type? You know what I'm saying? They don't want to fight because, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to get in trouble or, you know, I mean, it all depends. Yeah. I mean, you got to think, you know, what if that person that you're bullying gets abused at home physically, emotionally, and all that? And you're
can
sitting
you
around adding to the problem. So now they're going to go and hang themselves or jump off of something or because they can't deal with all the pressure because they're getting the pressure at home, plus they're getting it from you.
But can you tell a teacher? That's what the teachers are there for.
But some don't do that.
If
some don't do that, they're scared.
You act like you have lived in a perfect world your whole life.
Hey, my world is far from perfect.
You act like
I do understand the bullying aspect, and I don't understand the cyber shit. I don't understand
that.
Some
people just don't
fight
like that.
Because you're talking about somebody that you're going to see eventually. Eventually, you're going to see this person that you're doing all
this. Okay. Will you understand it if, like, okay, say you went to a bachelor party, and you end up. You in the corner giving head to one of the strippers, and somebody got it on.
Hey, whoa.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You over there eating her up.
Okay.
And somebody take picture of it or whatever, and they post it on all of your sites, all the sites you go on. You got a site where you are a deacon at a church. And they post it up on that site, and they posting it up on your work
work, pictures at your work, your job and everything, and how's that going to make you feel? Oh, I ain't going to be mad about it because I did it. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I'm going to be pissed. That shit would bother me.
But you don't know who did it because you don't. Everybody had a cell phone. You can't do nothing about it.
That's different, though. That's different. Usually when people type shit up about you, when they post it, their name is right next to their little post. I mean, we can go on Facebook. If somebody types some shit on Facebook, their name is right there. So you know who said it.
Okay.
Now, the picture thing, that's different. If I don't know who took it, then, I mean, ain't nothing I can do about it. I just have to accept the consequences. But, I mean, you know, if you type some bullshit on my page, I know who said it.
That's why.
It's still the same.
If I send something to your page that I took or wrote, that doesn't mean it came from me. I could have copied it and sent it to you.
What the hell? But even if you copied it, your name is still going to show up.
I know, but what if I didn't? I'm trying to show you, and you get mad at me because I done showed you, but it didn't even come from me. And you assuming it came from me, so you snapping off on me the next time you see me. And
but
I'm not even the one it originally came from.
But if you did that, wouldn't you? You would say something like, yo, somebody talking shit about you. I saw this, and I think you need to read it.
Not always.
You would let me know that you found it somewhere else. You wouldn't just put a bogus ass remark on there without saying anything, unless you actually wrote it.
No.
And then I would say, well, you should have sent me that shit in the goddamn message.
Mm. Well, I didn't have time to do all that. I just posted it and left.
Right, but then I'm thinking you wrote it because you didn't say nothing. You just put it on there. He's an asshole. I'd be like, what the fuck? I don't understand the cyber shit. I just don't understand it.
This world
isn't perfect, and
you should Google it.
Actually, I saw
not everybody fights and all that other stuff.
This shit leads to a lot of bad shit, and it's just it's crazy as hell. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
what's the purpose? I mean, the internet's not bad now. You can learn a lot of good shit on the internet.
It just depends
on bad shit on there.
Not so much as just the internet. It just depends on the sites and what people put on it. I mean, I'm talking about stuff like, you know what I mean? Like the networking type stuff, like, you know what I mean? Stuff like Facebook. I mean, shit like that.
You think Facebook is bad?
It is what people make it. Some people make it that way.
So you've had a bad experience on Facebook?
Yeah.
So you would never get a bad experience at Sin City? Because we don't do that shit.
No, it's just like, it's just crazy. It's just, I don't even want to talk about it because I get pissed. For real.
I'm just saying, you'd never be pissed on Sin City.
Yeah.
We moderate all that shit.
People publish their damn life on Facebook. Like, we
right.
care to hear about all that.
Right. I mean, just
I don't have a problem with Facebook. I have a problem with the Facebook preachers. That's who I have a problem with. Because half these motherfuckers that be talking about God don't even go to church.
Right. But not
it's
just
true.
So much.
It's the truth. Because they cut you out in one post and be praise Lord in the next one.
Right. Well,
I can say that I put inspirational quotes on my page. I thank God on my page. I talk about God on my page, but I'm not no preacher.
Right. But look, how can you say that just because somebody posts? Anytime somebody posts something about God, that don't mean that they are preachers. That mean that they appreciate it because they posted something about God, or should they not post up anything about God on there? Is that what you
saying? I'm saying
okay.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a
all
problem.
Right, wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Hold on. Now I gotta get in this one. All right, I understand what you're saying, but don't be talking about God 1 minute. God is good. This, that, and the other 1 minute. Then you talking about fuck that bitch the next minute.
Hold on,
right,
but listen, you could talk about God, but if somebody, but see, that's what Facebook is. When it says stat, you put your stat, what you feeling at that moment, okay? You could, at that moment, you feeling like, shit, that bitch pissed me off, that bitch pissed me off. But then at the same time.
And the same token, how can I read something positive about you? Butter just said, she said she might write a positive quote. But then you turn around and say, ugh, this bitch, this stinking ass bitch. I mean, it's
see,
like,
I don't
okay,
talk
you
like
really,
that on Facebook.
Oh, right.
No, baby. I'm not saying, but I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, like, you said you write positive quotes. Like,
okay.
And there's nothing wrong with writing a positive quote. I'm just talking about people that write the positive quote, then talk about, look at this stinking ass bitch. You old stinking ass bitch. You ain't on my level, bitch. Get on my
yeah.
level, hoe, and all that shit.
And I can
I mean,
agree with you
now.
To a certain degree because I have a family member who deleted me from their page because I asked them, I said, you know, every time I look on your page, you saying something positive, talking about God and, you know, quoting scriptures and stuff, and then the next minute you curse, and I said, you know, when you writing all this stuff and you got people looking at you the way this person in my family was presenting themselves like they was a minister or
right.
you know putting
right.
themselves
now,
out there.
I feel you on that 100%.
You know, and I was like, you know, and I was just coming out of respect, trying to tell them, you know, I understand how you feel at that moment, but you either gotta stay on this side or stay on this side, because you can't, you making yourself look bad.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
then
here,
again, you got to look
like
at
this.
It like this. You got to look at it like this. There's hypocritical Christians.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are preachers that is out there doing God knows what with God knows who. And then you got your true Christians. But, and all in all, everybody on this phone loves God.
Right.
And you were taught about God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you weren't, I'm sorry. If you were, I mean, was like I was with a preacher grandmother that I had. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You learn and you love God and you want to talk about God. But then in the same time, no, I don't live a sinful life. You know, I mean, I have sin. And
right.
I know
you
I know. Do.
Everybody has. We
right.
all
that's
it.
What I'm saying. Regardless if you talk about God, that doesn't still make you a Christian. And you ain't even got to go to church to be a Christian or to love God. Because God's going to take you wherever you're at. It doesn't even have to be in church.
My thing
you
is,
know
don't,
what I'm saying? As long as you believe in
is,
God.
Don't say, don't make all of the, don't do all the God stuff if you ain't living like that. If you're not living like that, then you shouldn't even be talking about that.
Oh, but
God.
See, the thing about it is that's where they're the ones, when they step to God,
you know
when they
what?
Pass on, and they step in front of God, they're the ones that have to suffer that, not you.
And
then
I'm saying, you know what?
That.
And if they they're writing stuff about God and they ain't living like that, maybe that's that time they writing about God is poking at their heart, and one day they gonna get themselves together. Hope that.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that they get themselves together one day. Hope
yeah.
that the things that they writing is getting into their heart, and one day they just going to stop all the other bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's my only problem with Facebook. I think Facebook is pretty cool. I really do. I don't have a problem with Facebook. I just have a problem with I don't have to wake up every morning and have 100 people saying, I thank God for waking me up for another day, for giving me another day. You know what I'm saying? And then later on that night, I'm finna hit the club, I'm getting my drink on. Come on, man. That's don't make no sense.
So you don't think that they should say that they thank God for waking them up to another morning, and then later on that night, say they go into the club to have a drink?
If you're not living like that, if you don't have God in your life every day, every minute of the day, then you
don't
talk like you do.
You
don't perpetrate like you do. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but listen.
I mean, if you're not praying every day,
You're not reading the Bible every day. You don't have, I mean, you don't talk about, people that's into God talk about God all day. They do.
Are you talking about non-believers, people that don't really believe in them, people don't have a faith?
I'm talking about the people, the real people that worship God, that live the way God wants them to live according to the Bible. Okay, if you live it like that and you want to come to me with some God stuff, hey, I'm all ears. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to come to me and say, hey, man, you know, God say we should do this, and then your next sentence, let's hit the L and go to the club. Come on.
Oh, well, yeah. But there is no perfect person. Everybody has sin, even the God people. Everybody has some type of sin.
But I see what he's saying. So he's saying, like, you know, like, I don't know, maybe this is what he's saying and maybe this is what they, but are you saying, like, in the same sentence? Or are you saying, period, to say thank you?
No, I'm saying in the same sentence. You thanking God, then you telling everybody you going to the club tonight.
Right. I've seen that before. I have seen it on Facebook before. I know what you're saying.
I'm saying, if you don't live that God lifestyle, you know, I don't live God lifestyle, so ain't I? You don't never see no God stuff on my page. I just don't live like that.
I go to church.
Yeah, but see, you
on
love
Sunday.
You love God, right?
I
you
love
believe
God.
In God, right?
I go to church.
I got no problem with God. Me and God, you know, I mean, we don't talk like we should, but, you know, I believe in God. I believe there's a heaven and a hell.
Well,
I don't live like that, so I'm not gonna perpetrate and put that out there.
Okay,
to somebody
so can I ask you a question?
That think that I'm living like that, because I'm not. I'm not gonna sit there and say, hey, I'm God everything, man. I go to church Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I get to the club on Saturday. Come on.
Can I ask you a question, Father Time? And this is, I just want to know for real if. If I called you and I told you that I wanted to pray with you, or I called you and I said I had a dream and I feel this, would you listen to me?
Yes, I would.
I mean,
I would listen.
Did you just say
if
it?
You call and say you want to pray with me, I will let you pray for me or with me, however they say it.
But you just said if I'm not going to church every day and reading the Bible and praying all of this, then I don't do that every day. I don't pray. I don't pray. I might thank God every day, but I don't get on my knees and pray every day. I don't read the Bible every day.
Okay. So I don't understand. What's your question? If you want to pray for me, I'm not going to turn down no prayer, because I can use all the prayer in the world. I ain't going to even lie.
Okay.
I don't pray personally.
But you just said that you didn't
want to
have, you didn't want to hear what people have to say when it comes to God if they not in church and living that godly life.
Hey, if you calling me saying you want to pray for me, I'm going to say sure. Okay. Pray for me. Thank you. I know your prayer ain't going to work if you ain't in the church.
Oh,
wow.
So you're not even, you basically saying, okay, I'm going to let you pray for me, but I'm not taking it in because.
Why? Just say no then.
I mean, really. Wow.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Really?
If that's what makes you feel good. Because that's what's making the other person feel good.
No.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Now, you need to think
on
that.
That's not my father.
Sense.
Listen, my father goes to church every goddamn day. Every day, all day. That's all he does. Church dinners day. When my father calls and say, I'm going to pray with you.
I don't use the Lord's name.
I'm going to pray with my dad because he a church guy. He a church man. He go there all the damn time. So I can accept prayer from him. You know what I'm saying? But now if Cass called me and talking about, hey, man, I'm going to pray for you. Yeah, right. That's a joke.
Hold on, Negro. Let me put my business out there like that. What the fuck I do? Paul,
I'm just saying.
All right, but wait a minute, Father Pat. You going to tell him yes just so you can make him feel good about himself? Or something?
So he can feel good about himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know it ain't going to work. I know we just wasting our time.
Why wouldn't you just tell him no?
No way.
Why would I tell him no?
That's crazy. That
why would I discourage him? I don't want to discourage him from playing for people. Why would I want to discourage him? If I tell him no, I'm discouraging
him. You don't want to discourage him, but at the same time, you said that his prayer ain't going to work for you.
Because he ain't living like that.
So why are you wasting time here? Just tell him no and tell him because he ain't living like that and let it be that.
No, I can't do that. I ain't like that.
That's crazy.
I ain't like that. I don't turn down nobody's prayer. I mean, certain prayers I think might work, and prayers from other people I know ain't going to work. That's just me.
Oh, so you said if I said I'm going to pray for you, my prayers won't work, you rat bastard.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You probably going to be praying for me while you got a drink in your other hand.
You know what? You know what, really? Hold on. Wait a minute, brother. Before you say that, I got a prayer for him. I got a prayer for him.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp's hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen.
See, that shit ain't gonna work.
And may God bless your soul. Right.
What y'all mean? Hey, God bless my soul. Hey, like I say, I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I believe once I start living like that, then I'm going to go to heaven. I believe that. But I don't live like that right now. And if I were to die right now, I'm pretty sure I would be going to heaven. And I believe that.
You said if you were to die right now, you're pretty sure you would go to heaven?
Right now?
No, he said it wouldn't.
Hell no. They got the doors locked. They got the shades pulled down. Like, that motherfucker ain't getting in. Because I know how I live. I don't live the spiritual. I don't do the God walk thing. None of that.
That's sad.
I know I don't. But you know, how is that bad? I can admit that, though. See, give me credit for admitting that I know I'm living foul. See, I don't get no credit for admitting. I get discouraged. I'm like discouraged because I can admit that I'm not living right. See, everybody ganging up on me now. I'm just telling y'all, I know I'm not living right. I'm admitting it. But see, I don't get no praise for that.
You just said nobody is perfect, though.
And that's true, except me. But other than that, I can tell you that. Ain't nobody perfect since I was created. I understand that. That's not going to change. I have no problem with that. I can accept that. I can carry that burden.
And you talking crazy.
He on one.
He's talking extremely crazy. I thought God was the only one perfect.
The one
and
only.
What you expect?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Like father, like son. You
heard
me?
Don't compare. Please don't do that.
He is married to the sinner. He is married to the sinner.
Who?
God is.
I don't know about all that. All I know is y'all should give me credit for admitting that I'm living fire.
Mm-hmm. Moonstone
Quasar,
you motherfuckers sound like
Elroy
Jackson.
I'm just saying, man. Everybody attacking me. Cause I ain't down with the Facebook preachers. Everybody, y'all know. I don't understand how y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All y'all know, y'all got that girl or that dude that you know. You know this motherfucker ain't living right. But you always see this motherfucker always talking about, thank you, God, for this, thank you, God, for that. You know that motherfucker ain't living right. You know he ain't living that lifestyle.
Okay, I have a question. So if somebody isn't living their life right, then they ain't supposed to thank God for nothing. They ain't supposed to pray.
That's
not what I said. I didn't say that.
I mean, I don't live my – I mean, I'm not no Christian. But, I mean, like Candy, you know what I'm saying? I grew up, Grandma Lindsay, that was my grandma. She was a preacher. Reverend, whatever, you know, you may call her. I grew up in church. I grew up knowing about God. I love God. I believe in Him 150%. And I don't care if you're a drug head, if you want to pray for me, because to me, I don't care if there is, you can never have enough prayer. And I don't care who it comes from.
Right.
I believe in miracles. I believe in all that. And all that comes from the man up above. You having your job is a blessing. That's from the man up above. Everything that you accomplish in life is from the man up above.
Right.
I never disputed that. Y'all getting everything twisted. That's y'all getting it twisted. What I'm saying is, if you're not living the godly way, you know what I'm saying? If you know today you're going to commit some kind of sin, you already know this. Those are the people I'm talking about. If you know you're gonna commit a sin, then don't come to me with the God stuff. I ain't trying to hear it. Not from you. I want some real
okay,
prayers.
Okay, Father Tom, I got a question for you. Just hypothetically speaking, okay? Let's just say that one day you just down in the dumps. You know what I'm saying? You was just, you know, you had a really bad day and shit like that. Anybody that, you know, has talked to you or whatever hasn't really lifted up your spirits. So let's just say this one individual person comes up to you and just says something to you that's, you know, God-related or whatever, and that right there just lifts up your spirits, and you know that this person isn't no Christian. He or she doesn't go to church or whatever. It doesn't matter what you are, what you do. If that person, you know, feels in their heart to say something to you, how do you know that that's not coming from the man up above for him or her to tell you this?
Right.
That's my whole point.
Right.
Do I know this person?
I mean, and whether you know it, whether you know it or not, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay.
You'll be surprised on how many people that could just look at your face and just come up and say something to you that you've been wanting to hear. And, I mean, it could be somebody that known you for your whole life. But this stranger can pinpoint exactly just your facial expression. And what he or she says to you could mean a lot of a difference in your life.
Well,
it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that you know.
If he's a stranger,
sometimes strangers give the best advice than somebody you know.
Because, well, Dad, can I say something?
I mean, after I'm done talking. That's called a conversation, boo.
If he's a stranger, I don't know him. I may take his words. I may heed his words. You know what I'm saying? But if it's the motherfucker that just left the club with me last night, fuck out of here. Come on, now. That ain't going to work.
Father Tom, I'm
going
to be praying for you when you walk out the building, wherever you may be. I'm going to be praying for you.
Like you say, you ain't never have enough prayer.
Right.
Don't get it twisted now. See, y'all trying to make me out like I'm a devil worshiper or some shit. I do believe in God. Okay, I do believe in God. But if somebody's going to pray for me, I prefer to be somebody out there that's fighting God's battle. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like
not
she
the motherfucker
told you.
That I hang out with, because I don't hang out with people
like
that's fighting God's
battle. Like when I'm upset or whatever. Like, if I have a problem, and, I mean, I speak to Candy on a regular basis, 5-6 times a day, whatever the case may be. I might be down in the dumps about something. Candy's advice for me is just pray about it. You know what I'm saying? Which, I mean, I pray. Like I said, I grew up with Candy, and, you know, Grandma was a preacher. I mean, we all knew about God. We all was raised in church and stuff like that. When Candy tells me that, I take that into consideration. You know what I'm saying? A prayer goes a long way. And if you believe in what you're praying in, that prayer will come true. It doesn't matter who it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I'm just saying. I mean, if you're just as drunk as me talking about let's pray, I mean, come on, how can I take that seriously? We both fucked up.
What if
what if this person is drunk and they're praying about getting sober?
What if he's sober?
Oh, my goodness. You can be drunk. If God wants to be in that point in your life, then that's where he'll come.
But
he'll
how can I take that seriously? See, that's what I'm saying. How can I take that prayer seriously if we both
fucked up.
Like he said, come as you are.
You know what that means? That means you obviously don't have enough faith in God.
Sure don't.
That means your faith ain't that high. Because no matter what that person is praying, you know how you feeling when they praying. So if you feeling what they praying, then, I mean, why should it matter who doing it?
Exactly.
That does to me. I'm sorry.
He's not accepting it. He's not accepting it no way.
Listen, if you know what you're going through and you know what your problems are, and they are praying like, well, I pray God that, you know, he get better, you handle the situation.
Hey, I'm sorry we don't have to cut this conversation short. Y'all want to carry this conversation any further, we need to go to the chat room. All right, people, let's go to the chat room.
Hey, I ain't done. Come to the chat room.
The show's over, motherfucker. We not broadcasting no more. The show's over.
I just said I ain't come to the chat room. I ain't done. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
They got me like I'm a devil worshiper or something, man.
Well, like
I gotta make a stand, bro.
Timer got a one track mind.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I agree.
Yes, you do.
Man,
we'll talk on the chat room because me and Kaz is already there.
Oh, see, now y'all tripping on me now.
I'm somebody
pray for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna pray for you while you're stripping.
While I'm stripping. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because maybe God's done brought me something to tell you.
Oh, see, ain't nobody going to say nothing to her, but if I would have said that, I would have jumped all down my throat.
That's the way you making people seem. Regardless to who you are or what your background is or whatever the case may be, if God brings you something, a message to tell you, you should listen regardless to who it came from. Basically what everybody has said.
Yep.
And how would you know that it's from God? What if it's from the devil?
Well, you know what's from the devil and what's from God.
How do you know?
You know it.
No, you don't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, you don't know.
If you have a relationship if you have a personal relationship.
You know what God says and what the devil says. Like, come on, we
grow
up. The
devil be right. The devil speaks just like God.
But you know what?
He was
what
God created. That's why we don't
talk
about religion. That's why you don't talk about religion.
The devil does come in disguise. Because, baby daddy, he's a devil. So
okay.
The devil does come in disguise.
Knowing what's good and what's not. You guys know what's good and what's not. If you've been taught. If you haven't, I feel
the
so
devil comes in
got.
Many, many, many disguises. So you can
sure
be lied
does.
To, and you can be, you,
you
but
know
you
know
have
to
have
do.
A relationship
not, sure
with God,
you know what to
yourself,
do what
to
do.
Know. And if you don't have that relationship, like Father Time just said, he does not have that relationship with him right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Then he don't need any and every kind of spirit coming on him. Somebody can come
exactly.
to him and talk to him with all kind of spirits and mess
that's
him up by
know.
Praying on him.
No,
so
you
I
know
can
what's
understand
good and what's not.
What he's saying.
You know what's good and what's not.
Okay.
You are
now,
grown. You know what's good and what's not.
But like Janine say though, how do you don't know? How do you know?
Because you know. The devil's going to tell you to do this and do that. If you don't feel it's right, then you already know it's not right. God is more
that.
Powerful than the devil.
But the devil can come to you. With
you
a plan,
you know what's right. What's wrong?
Well,
come on
what
now.
He's saying
what
is, what he's saying is, listen. What he's saying is, the devil can come to you talking about let's pray, let's bow our heads and pray, and got a plot and plan for you, just like a snake will have, you know,
just like a serpent.
Okay, but if somebody tells me, well, go over here and do this and do that, and I know it's wrong, Of course I know I ain't dealing with no damn, with God. I know who I'm dealing with. And I'd be like, hold up.
All right,
hold
man, check this out, man. I don't know if, I'm going to go to the chat room now. I don't know what y'all going to do, but I'm ending this conversation.
I'm already there.
Good night.
Good night.